This is a surprise edition of the Apollo Bay Health Check. It's very surprising because if you look in your news sheet, you'll find it scheduled for tomorrow. Detail's never been my strong point, I have to tell you. It's not my big thing. But I do remember the names of the people in the studio here, which is a good thing. Here's Deborah.
Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Great and improving.
Oh, I asked a dumb question. I forgot.
I'll come up with a new one for you, Bob. I'll keep you on your toes.
Oh, there are enough women in my life doing that.
Well, the more the merrier, I would think.
Well, the more interesting, that's for sure. And I'd rather be kept on my toes by women than those other people.
There you go. Could be worse. It could be aliens that are keeping you on your toes.
Could be. What are you looking at there? What are you going to tell me about?
Well, I just wanted to remind everybody in our community how fortunate we are to have Marawarn Neighbourhood House. And it's a little building tucked away in, I've forgotten the name of the street, Pengilly Street. Pengilly Avenue?
Yes, you can't forget Pengilly.
Pengilly. No. It's just round the corner.
Yep.
Everything's just round the corner in Apollo Bay.
That's right.
I've noticed. So we have this fabulous neighbourhood house, which is under the auspice of Otway Health. Mm. And our lovely, charismatic Jodie Anderson is our coordinator in Marawarn at the moment. And we've just...
What do you mean at the moment?
Well, at the moment, look...
She's very good.
She's very good, and it's a moving feast, and we always like to give people opportunity
Don't want to frighten people like that.
No. At the moment, could be for the next 15 years. So it's just... We've got to remember that
G'day, Jodie. Your job's safe with me. I don't know about Deborah, but safe with me.
Yes, Jodie, don't be alarmed. We don't want you to go anywhere, Jodie. But I might have other ideas for you in the future, so hang fire. No, all jokes aside, Marawarn has just released its new Term 2 program a couple of weeks ago, and I just wanted to remind people to keep an eye out in the news sheet or pop in and see Jodie or look on our Facebook feed because we're always promoting the classes that they're coming up. And one that particularly took my eye, which I think I might enrol in, is how to buy and sell on eBay.
Okay.
I've never been able to master the art of eBay. It's always perplexed me a little. I think that'd be a great class to do.
Well, it could be.
It could be.
In your case, it might get very expensive.
Not if I'm selling.
Well, not if you're selling. Yeah, that's true.
That's what I was thinking of. So I just wanted to remind people to look out for the program guide and remember that we do have lots of opportunity going on in Marawarn and it is there for the community.
And if you're held to ransom by a certain multinational telecommunications supplier and you find your data usage is getting a bit near the knuckle for the month, you can pop down there like I did and hook up to the free Wi-Fi and meet Jodie and have a chat.
Very, very true, Bob.
We introduced
the Wi-Fi on site quite a few months ago now, and it's been great, especially if people over the busy Christmas months when we had visitors visiting the urgent care unit and they wanted to be able to log on and let people know where they were. It's a great access. Also, the library offers free Wi-Fi also. Mm. They have a different password, obviously, to us, but yes, it's a good reminder for our community that they can use our Wi-Fi.
Another fabulous service from Otway
with a smile.
Health indeed.
With a smile.
Who are these people you've dragged in?
Well, the gorgeous Cheryl, who's been here before. We've had a chat with her and we loved her so much we thought we'd bring her back again. And we've got Louise with us today too, another one of our gorgeous staff who we think so highly of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let them tell you what they're talking about.
All right. Cheryl, you're up.
We're going to talk about Lou's fantastic OsteoFit program.
Yep.
It's been running now for a while. We're just about to enter our second round. It's a program to help people manage their risk of osteoporosis, which, as we all know, we've got an ageing population, so it's a higher risk to all of us, particularly over the age of 50. We're finding that self-reported from an Australian Health and Welfare Survey, 15% of women are reporting that they have been diagnosed with osteoporosis and 3% of men.
Yep.
But in fact, studies that have looked at bone density find that figure higher, 22% for women and 6% for men. So perhaps I'll let Lou tell you a bit about the program. And
well, hang on, before we get into the program, what is it?
What is osteoporosis?
Yeah, it sounds a bit deadly.
Okay. Osteoporosis is thinning of the bones and to a level where you can sustain a fracture or a break in the bone really easily.
Okay.
bone is living tissue and it's remodelling all the time, but as we get older it tends to break down more than it builds up. So it's really important that you do the right sort of things to build your bone and preserve your bone, particularly as you get older. And weight-bearing exercise is wonderful.
Louise.
Hi, Bob.
Welcome to 3ABR.
Thank you.
So you run these programs?
Yes. And as Cheryl said, we're just coming to the end of our first round. We've got three rounds of the program to run this year. So we've got a grant from the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal.
Yep.
And so I'm running three programs each of 12 weeks long, eight participants, and they've got two classes per week.
Okay.
And so with this, we're targeting exercises to help with osteoporosis prevention and also support if you do.
And so you've run some of these classes before?
No, none
of these.
This is completely new and just thought it was something that we weren't offering through our other exercise programs in the community. And so we're targeting participants from the age of 55 to 75.
So that's 80% of the Apollo Boat population.
And taking them through a program with different components of exercises targeted to help them.
So will you do this at the gym or tell me more about it?
Yes, so we're running it at the gym and along with the 12-week program, they have a gym membership, so they're able to use the gym outside of program hours.
That's great.
And so we meet up on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 o'clock for an hour. And I take them through different exercises such as strength training with weights, weight-bearing exercises, aerobic exercises. We're using gym equipment, working on doing mat work, using the weights, working on balance as well, which is a really important component of the class because our balance starts to decline as early as we hit our 40s, believe it or not.
Yep.
And it's an important thing to practice because with bone thinning, a fall can be quite problematic with breakages and so on as we age.
So, Cheryl, is there any evidence that you know about the usefulness of all this exercise and weightlifting and whatever else?
Absolutely. Exercise has been found to be the most beneficial thing you can do in terms of managing your risk of osteoporosis other than pharmacological support. But it has to be the right type of exercise. So just going for a casual stroll, even though it's weight-bearing, won't do much for you. Swimming won't do much for you. And my favourite exercise, cycling, is not great. It needs to be weight-bearing, if possible. It needs to have some sort of resistance. So if you want to walk to help improve your bone strength, it needs to be a brisk walk. There needs to be a bit of impact. And resistance training is great too because at the time that you're losing your bone strength, we tend to be losing our muscle strength as well. And bone doesn't just respond to impact, it responds to the pull of your muscles on the bone. So if you can build up your strength through resistance training, that'll help your bone strength as well.
So, Lou, we normally associate you with the gentle stuff, with the Pilates.
All of my students would agree with that, gentle. But, yes, thank you.
But you'll actually have people lifting appropriate weights and doing all that sort of stuff. Will there be an assessment period? Tell me more about that.
Yes. So before the participants start the program, they are required to have an initial assessment with Cheryl, where she looks at their balance, their strength, particularly their lower body strength, mobility, flexibility, then she takes their blood pressure and we jot all this information for them into a little OsteoFit diary that I've created. And at the end of their program, they go and visit Cheryl again and reassess those and measures see if they've made a difference.
Measure the progress.
It. And they also sit down in their initial assessment and set some goals, personal goals for themselves for the program and beyond the program for themselves.
And so, Deborah, you'll be doing this class, will you? You'll be doing the...
If I had time, Bob.
I have some interesting discussions with people about having the time to look after themselves.
I think it's important that you really have to make the time somewhere.
Absolutely, you do.
Because you can easily think, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, or I'll do it later at the end of the day.
Okay, so you've all put me on the spot and made me feel really embarrassed, so I'm going to have to make the time, aren't I?
Absolutely.
Well, I think so. Well, the bit of wisdom that I fell upon a long time ago is that, you know, your body's is the horse that you ride, and if, you know, if it ain't in shape, then you're not going anywhere, however quick you think you're going to be. Let's have a bit of music and come back in a minute. This is from a new album, which is a tribute by Eric Clapton to JoJo Cale. Track's called Lies, Lies, Lies. None of those around here. None whatsoever. Just the truth. A truth well told, as an advertising agency I used to work for used to say. Okay, so this is the Apollo Bay Community Health Check, brought to you by Otway Community Health. And we're talking today about osteoporosis and the prevention thereof. How do you know if you've got it, Lou, or...
I'll take that one, if that's okay, Bob.
Yep.
There's a couple of ways you can know. Sometimes posture is an indication. The dowager's hump that we talk about in women can be a sign.
Dowager's hump.
Yes, that can be a sign that your bones are crumbling and lead to that posture. If there's been lots of yes, we all sit up straight for a sec. If there's been lots of fractures in your family, that can be another indication. But a bone density test is probably one of the best ways to know, because lots of people are at risk without being aware they're at risk.
Yep.
They come down once a year to scan, I think, through the medical practice, Apollo Bay General Medical Practice, but your doctor can give you a referral at any time to go and get a bone scan if you think there could be a risk.
And that's a Medicare thing, is it? That's not an expensive procedure? Or
I believe if you're over 50 or over 55, I'm not sure which one.
Or if it's indicated. Okay.
You know, that's when you're most at risk. Mm. But there's a few risk factors that we should all be aware of. A low lifetime intake of calcium is a very
People that don't like milk. People who drink soy.
But, you know, fish with their bones is another good source of calcium. There are other indications out there. But, yes, with all these dietary concerns out there today and people not sure what they should be eating and what they should not be eating, you quite often hear people cutting all the dairy products out of their diet for no sound basis. And that can certainly increase your risk.
Yep.
Smoking increases your risk. Alcoholism increases your risk.
It increases the risk of everything.
It's a double one in this, because it increases your risk of falling.
Yep.
And then weaker bones, you don't recover so well. Being white increases your risk.
Okay.
Female. But the frightening facts are that one in two women over the age of 50 will have a fracture because of osteoporosis.
One in two?
One in two.
Wow.
And one in four men.
Okay.
So it's not just women. Our risk is just greater due to menopause. And the earlier your menopause, the greater your risk, unfortunately.
And if you're osteoporotic, does it take longer for your bones to heal?
Yes, it does. You quite often see that the timelines people are given for healing is quite a bit longer, and they'll be in braces longer, or they'll be off their feet longer. You can, though, again, exercise can preserve and in some cases even increase your bone density even postmenopausal.
Okay.
So definitely worth doing the right type of exercise.
So, and so you've got eight people already in the current program?
Yes.
Okay. And did they all start out as scaredy cats, or were they, are they?
Three to four of them had done some kind of class with me in the past.
All right. So they had a bit of an idea what they're up for.
But only two of them had ever stepped into the gym before. And that can be a bit frightening if you haven't, with all the equipment, the weights, the machines around. It can be a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, and all those, you know, sort of solid young
people
of either persuasion. Yes.
So we kind of demystify all of that. And I just gently guide them through so that all of a sudden I turn up to class and they're already there doing their own thing before class has even started, which is really nice to see.
That's great. And so this is fully subscribed, this current program you're doing.
Yes.
You're looking for new people.
Well, not just yet, because we've got the next program starting on the 24th of May.
Yep.
And so I've got everyone booked
full.
In. That's full.
Yep.
And that will run for 12 weeks, and then we'll be looking towards to start up the third one towards the end of August or the start of September.
Okay.
Yep. What we'd really like to see for that class, and we are seeing a bit more for the one about to start, is the people who have been scared to exercise, mm-hmm. maybe because of their sore knees, maybe because of their other health conditions.
Yep.
But really, anybody can benefit from exercise. You just need to start with your current fitness level and have realistic expectations about what you can do. So not think that you're going to run a marathon in 3 weeks or even 3 months for that matter, but stay well within your body's ability to exercise well.
Okay. And if I were interested but a bit shy, and it's, as you say, 12 weeks before I can get a place anyway, could I talk to someone at Otway Health and maybe talk about it or get to chat to someone else who's doing the course and, you know, get a bit of information or come and watch a class or something like that?
You could certainly come and watch a class if you wanted to on a Tuesday or a Thursday, well, at 9 o'clock at the gym.
Yep.
Or you can certainly give me a call or Cheryl a call at Otway Health.
And the number is?
5237 8500.
You get a gold badge.
And there's some program information also that you can obtain from reception as well, giving you further details.
Okay. Anything more to add to this at this point, Deborah?
Thanks, Bob.
No. Okay. Well, it's turning into a bit of a short one. What about you, ladies?
Yep. Lots more can be said about osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. And in fact, while this is a particular program trying to target people, you know, who are getting out of that exercise habit, it's a sad thing that as we get older, we tend to exercise less. And in reality, it should be the other way around.
Yeah.
Otway Health does run some other programs. So we've got Strength for Life classes that also are good for helping to prevent falls and helping to maintain bone strength. Basically, the components of a class that you want to help keep your bone strength is some sort of impact, you know, some sort of strength resistance training.
Yep.
But it is great to have some balance components in there too, because it's the ability to fall that quite often produces the fracture.
Yep.
Not necessarily. When the bones are weak enough, you might do it coughing. You might crack ribs when you cough. You might break a knee taking a step that's too big.
Mm.
But, you know, if you fall, of course, your risk of fracture is much greater. And now, actually, 25% of people who fracture a hip are going to die within 6 months of the injury.
Yeah, that's at the worst of it. You know, if you're old and frail and you break a big bone like that, then, yeah, that's good night nurse, isn't it?
And unfortunately, those big bones that have that strong outer layer are the ones more at risk.
Okay.
They're remodelling more poorly. Mm. So the low bones in your back, your spinal vertebrae and your hips, femurs, very much at risk. So it is the risk too, but it's not as detrimental to your lifestyle, if you like. The other thing with those falls, you know, permanent pain, more difficulty moving around, and fear of moving around. So people sustain a fall like that, and perhaps medically they recover well, but the fear of falling is such that they now don't walk to the shops anymore, or they're a bit scared to go up and down the stairs, so they limit their mobility, and in fact everything gets worse.
Yep.
So really important about being supported to restart exercise. The other thing is the classes are twice a week. You need to do it at least twice a week to get the benefit.
Yeah.
So once a week's not going to do it. And ideally, you know, again, the class is about, yes, in a supported environment, learning what you can do, getting you going, but you need to take some of that and do it in your own time.
Mm.
So for the people that have joined the class in the grant program that we've been able to get established, what happens ongoing? Can they join the gym ongoing, or can they take it on themselves with what they've learnt in the class to keep themselves motivated and keep going beyond the end of this year?
Yeah.
I hope that's what I'm trying to achieve. And in the diary that I created for them, they had a little exercise chart that they could map out what else they were doing outside of class times, and really encouraging them to think about meeting up with one another, feeling comfortable with going to the gym. A lot of the class members have also gone and spoken to Lonnie about him helping them with other exercise programs that they can do for themselves. And so they've been taking up that offer and combining gym visits and whatever other activities they've been doing through the week. So it has really motivated them.
So, and it's probably fair to say that along with diet, you know, a good, steady, sensible bit of exercise is like is as fundamental as oxygen, isn't it? It's very, very important.
Absolutely. And I mean, strength training, which a lot of people, particularly women, are scared to do, is by many considered the fountain of youth.
Yeah.
You know, so if you want to age well, you need to get some strength training in there and you need to get regular exercise.
And by strength training, you don't necessarily have to lift weights, do you? You can, in fact, you can, there are lots of
programs. I'm shaking my head, you can't see that on radio, can you?
There are lots of programs you can just use your own body weight.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yeah.
So I mean, I love, you know, sit to stand from a chair. Mm. You know, that's quite a strong exercise on your lower body, getting up and down. And it's practical too. Yes, you can add weights if you want to, but if you weigh 80 kilos and you're holding a 2 kilo weight in each hand, it's not actually adding that much. The percentage of the work is in your body weight.
It's actually in your body weight. Yeah.
And if you have weak shoulders, which lots of women, myself included, do, you don't want to do your push-ups off the toes with a clap in between. You can start with a push-up off the wall.
Yeah.
You know, as you get stronger, you can move your feet further away from the wall and progress to a push-up off your knee on the floor. And if you get there, off your toes, fantastic. If you don't, off your knees is still good.
So, and does something, does an exercise like the plank work for this stuff, or is it for...
It does. It's really good for shoulder strength and also core strength. So if you try holding a plank.
We all know the plank. Yeah.
On your hands if you're okay with wrists, but also on your forearms and just holding that and drawing your deep abdominals in. It's really challenging.
That's right. The plank can be as tough as you want it to be, as long as we don't have to walk it. So that might conclude us today. So it's a 12-week program that we're just telling people about because this one's full. But if you're over 50, you really do need to be planning and and particularly if you don't exercise now, then it might take you a while to come around. You know, change takes a little while. You have to think about it and move up to it and stuff. So if in the meantime you want to pop up to the gym on a Tuesday or Thursday,
a Thursday at
9 o'clock in the morning, Louise will be there putting 8 people, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Through their paces. Some of whom you will know and some who will be friends you haven't met yet. And it's all pretty friendly and low-key because it's Apollo Bay and that's the way we do things. What a fantastic thing. And you'll get to have stronger bones and reduce your risk of being in that terrible position of being worried whether you're going to break something if you do the jitterbug. Indeed. Thank you very much for coming in, Cheryl. Thank you, Louise and Deborah.
Thanks, Bob.
Oh, she's shouting from the corner. She's not even going to talk into a microphone. This has been the Apollo Bay Community Health Check, or Apollo Bay Health Check, whatever you want to call it, sponsored by our good mates at Otway Community Health.